Cash incentives to small businesses who agree to host vaccination clinics. I'm Jenny Glick.
What's up with the doctor asking guys to remember the three B's? I'm Christy King.
It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The National Weather Service confirms a tornado has touched down near Chicago. WBBM-TV's Stephen Graves is there.
I just spoke to the fire chief who tells me there are about 12 homes that were damaged that have wind damage or tree damage down there. And when it comes to injuries, right now we're told that about 6 people had injuries, minor injuries at the time, and 4 people were taken to the hospital.
More than 20,000 customers also don't have power. Meantime, Tropical Depression Claudette is expected to strengthen as it heads towards the Carolinas. That storm has killed 12 people in Alabama. Health officials are pushing to get 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th as a new COVID strain spreads.
With the dangerous Delta variant on the rise, experts say getting the shot is more important than ever. The variant, now identified in more than 40 states, is believed to be more transmissible and could soon become America's dominant COVID threat. President Biden is set to travel to Raleigh, North Carolina this week to encourage more people to roll up their sleeves. Mola Lenghi, CBS News, New York.
The Senate is set for a key vote this week on voting laws. CBS's Christina Ruffini reports.
Republicans call the bill a power grab.
It's a federal takeover of our election system.
I've taken a look at all these new state laws. None of them are designed to suppress the vote.
The legislation does not have the 60 votes it needs to pass the Senate. In an effort to sway some of his Republican colleagues, Senate Democrat Joe Manchin is proposing a compromise, which includes doing away with things like same-day voting registration, but allowing voter ID requirements. So far, the GOP response has been mostly the same.
A bipartisan infrastructure plan is gaining support in the Senate. The new plan costs a little over $1 trillion and includes about a fourth of what President Biden initially proposed. Mr. Biden plans to review it later today. The New York Yankees hit a record-setting triple play of the season, the third one this season.
This could be one.
That call on WPIX TV, it happened in the ninth inning of a 2-1 victory over the Oakland A's. The last time a triple play ended a major league game was in 2009. A man suspected of killing his father and 2 others in Oregon turns himself in Wisconsin. Police say the man forced a woman to drive him more than 2,000 miles, but he didn't hurt her. Authorities still don't know why he did it. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 3:03, Monday, June 21st, 2021. 75 degrees, going up to 93. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. Police in Herndon, Virginia continue to investigate a triple homicide. Those who live nearby say the family was planning for a celebration when tragedy struck Saturday.
The bodies of an adult and 2 children were found inside a Herndon apartment on Florida Avenue, and police say a suicide that took place at a parking garage in Reston is connected. Neighbors at the apartment complex told our news partner at NBC4 that a mother and her 2 children were killed. They said the youngest was about 6 years old, and the oldest was a girl turning 10 years old on Saturday.
Why the girls? Like, the girls had nothing to do. Like, they just woke up, probably. Maybe the girl woke up happy about her 10th birthday.
Police say the man who committed suicide had a personal relationship with the 3 victims. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
The Washington football team's application to trademark the name gets denied by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
According to multiple reports, the office denied the team's application due to the generic geographic nature of the request and because of previous registrations by Philip McCauley, who's the legal owner of the Washington Football Club. The team applied for the trademark last year after deciding to remove remove its former name, which many people considered offensive. The team could continue to use the name as an unregistered trademark, however, it would not be able to stop others from using it. The Washington football team has until December 18th to file a response to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Acacia James, WTOP News.
There are new details on a crash that stopped traffic on westbound U.S. 50 for 2 hours Saturday night. Annapolis police say one of the drivers was wanted in connection with a murder. On Saturday afternoon, officers found 39-year-old Erica Benora beaten and dead inside of an apartment during a welfare check. Her car was also missing. Later that day, police found Benora's car being driven by the suspect who led them on a miles-long chase from Anne Arundel into Prince George's County. The person of interest then crashed the car into the back of a tractor trailer at around 7 p.m. on U.S. 50 westbound before Martin Luther King Jr. Highway. Police say the suspect is now recovering in the hospital and will be questioned. Montgomery County bicyclists are celebrating the official opening of a first-of-its-kind project they believe will save lives.
The Protected Bike Lane Pilot Project has changed the look of a portion of University Boulevard in Montgomery County, putting the stretch from Arcola Avenue to Amherst Avenue in the Wheaton downtown on a road diet.
Went from 3 lanes on each side to 2 lanes on each side with a protected bike lane.
Peter Gray with Open Streets Montgomery says next, the State Highway Administration will study the 1 1/3-mile stretch of road for 4 to 6 months to see how much it's used.
If they think that this is a success, they will pilot this in other road segments in the county.
Gray's enthusiastic to see this step, which he believes will help fulfill Montgomery County's Vision Zero plan, a goal of eliminating serious and fatal collisions on county roads by the end of 2030. Michelle Morello, WTOP News.
It's a popular and cheap way for residents and tourists alike to get around the nation's capital. So the District Department of Transportation has extended the deadline for you to have your say about proposed D.C. circulator route changes.
The comment period now ends Friday, June 25th. Officials say they want to hear more from the public on proposals for a new Ward 7 route for the circulator. That route would provide a unique east-west connection between Wards 6 and 7, supplementing the existing WMATA Route 97 service that only operates during peak hours. There will be a public hearing after the comment period closes. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
It's 3:07.
I'm Jim Loquet with Fox 5.
I'm Angie Goff.
As we all head back toward normal.
A new normal.
You're going to need a locally themed team who will make that ride as smooth as possible.
That's Fox 5. With everything you need to get you.
Back to work, be it to an old job or a new one.
Back to after work.
Back to all of the things and all of the people in your life you appreciate now more than ever.
And we'll tell you how to get back to it all in ways that are healthy and safe for you and your family.
The road's been rough.
But we're riding with you.
Welcome back.
Stay ahead with Fox 5.
Over the last year, we've learned to accept the new normal. But nothing about our experience at the United States Naval Academy is normal. Normal is not in our DNA. But sometimes normalcy is good. Come back